Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Cooper Sherry, and I am a church musician located in Tacoma, Washington, and I've been doing church music most of my life, along with teaching of choirs in middle schools, and I've been most recently getting interested in composition, especially when it comes to hymns, and been serving the village here for this period as village musician, and also teaching a class with my wife Sarah on new hymns and some of the work we've been doing.
So I'm Sarah, and we began writing hymns about 5 years ago. We've been interested in church music, as Cooper mentioned, for a long time, and we actually met in a choir, so it was kind of a natural thing for us to be interested in doing. So I had a sabbatical from the university where I teach something actually completely different. I teach statistics, and decided that it would be fun to try to do that. So for a full year, I listened to the sermons and would take notes and look at the lectionary readings and based on that kind of riff on it and come up with text that I hadn't seen really represented in the hymnal, trying to, you know, modernize language and phrasing and the experiences of people as I understand them that are more current. And then I would email them to Cooper, and he would take the ones that he liked and send them to music.
Yeah, and it was an interesting process because I'd done a bit of composing on my own, trying to do that, just writing my own words if I needed to. But it was a completely new experience to just think in the same way as someone else was and kind of take what they'd done and try and make it work as something that would be singable and something that was musically interesting. And so kind of like where Sarah was talking about being interested in expanding on maybe some of the things that were not represented well in the hymnal in terms of various themes or language or topics, I was hoping to do some of that with the music as well, maybe trying to take some types of melody or harmony in new directions, or maybe just genre-wise trying to expand what's currently in the hymnal. And so some of our work is musically derivative just of the things that I've enjoyed, many composers who I've liked. But often enough, I found myself trying to kind of forge new directions musically and always taking my cues primarily from what Sarah would come up with in terms of her subject matter and her word choice and her phrasing and just the different things that were brought together with the text.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.